You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Before we move into the rest of our regional content, I do want to let you know that the update is that Italy has now overtaken China in terms of the positive COVID-19 cases. Italy had been at a little over 2,900, and now it has surpassed the 3,130 mark of China. You might also know that China has now had its first day of posting no new cases, zero new cases of COVID-19. So we continue to watch that. In the United States, New York has now surpassed and had for a little while the number of cases of any state with 3,083 cases and 20 deaths. However, Washington State, which has 1,187 positive cases, has far more deaths. That number is 68. And California, as of today, is in third in terms of that top tier of states, 870 cases. This state has reported 16 deaths. So we'll continue to keep you updated on both the global picture, the picture across the country, California as well. And if you really bring it down right to your families, Monday might have seemed like just an extended weekend because kids and parents were all suddenly at home. And yet the reality is that schools might be closed now into summer break and kids may not go back to school until the fall. It's Thursday, so the reality is truly settling in. And I'm going to guess that that's the case for our PolitiFact California reporter, Chris Nichols. He's usually here in the CAP Radio newsroom. Instead, he's on the phone from home. Hi, Chris. How are you and your family doing? How's the week been?
Hi, Beth. Good morning. Well, it's been a big adjustment, just like everyone's going through. I mean, I have two young kids, and they miss school. They also really miss Little League and their gymnastics classes and things like that. And so it's been a big adjustment. Of course, it's been a more difficult adjustment for many of the people who no longer have jobs or have had their hours reduced. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I know the governor talked about unemployment claims and just a huge rise in unemployment claims just this week.
Yeah, let's listen to a bit of that press conference last night. He gave a vivid description of what's going on in terms of the number of claims.
We average about 2,000 unemployment insurance claims a day. We have in the past. 2 days ago or 3 days, we saw about 40,000 applications. Day after that, 70,000. Yesterday, 80,000. Unemployment applications doubled in a 48-hour period.
So that's remarkable. And keeping up with the claims is another challenge. But what else did you find out about data in California right now, Chris?
Well, I mean, I think the experts are predicting that those numbers are only going to continue to go up. We don't have any additional specific forecast, but I do have some resources where if your hours, if you're listening and your hours have been reduced or you've lost your job, the state does have a website where you can go and look into applying for uninsurance employment benefits. That would be edd.ca.gov. Again, that's edd.ca.gov. That's the California Employment Development Department. They are certainly getting a high volume of applications both online and over the phone. They're recommending people go online. And, you know, this is something where whether you've been working full time or if you're an independent contractor, there still are options that you may be eligible for. And they've encouraged everyone to go visit their website to see what options are available.
Okay, just to make sure everybody heard that with the phone line, EDD is like egg DD for the employment department. So we'll post a link to that as well. If we take this down to just one person's story, Chris, will you say a little bit about the Uber driver that you spoke with this week?
I spoke with Evelyn Williams. She's 45. She has two sons. One is 16, one is 21 years old. And her livelihood really has depended on driving for Uber and Lyft. That's where she's been able to support herself. And of course, with the coronavirus, those rides have really just dried up. And I know we have some sound from her where she has talked about being on the brink of homelessness.
I don't have any other option. The other night, before I was able to get into this place again, we stayed in the car at a Discovery Park. So, you know, we're homeless if anything goes one more degree the negative direction. We're homeless if our governor does not address people like myself that do also need help. We're on the streets.
So the goal is to get everybody that's already homeless, maybe those on the edge, into some sort of housing. But when she explored what was available in shelters, what happened, Chris?
Well, she's looked into this, but as you can imagine, the option going from where she's at now, which is sort of an extended stay hotel in South Sacramento, to going to the shelter, she described what she learned about it. It doesn't sound like the best option for her right now.
What they offered was far worse than staying in the car. The homeless shelter said if we got there before a certain time, which was noon, we might be able to be guaranteed beds. I did speak with people that were staying at that homeless shelter. There's bed bugs. So I can't go into a homeless shelter and then get in my car and drive people around and expose them to another horrible outcome scenario and have everybody now infested with bed bugs.
So, Chris, I'm going to refer everybody to capradio.org to hear more about Evelyn Williams' story. And I think it's a story that in many variations is being repeated over and over. Also, that link you offered for help. I know you're continuing to work at home. So thanks for all you're doing for us. Where's your workspace in the house?
Well, fortunately, we have a home office. But, you know, it gets a little bit cramped because, you know, my wife also has work she's working on, and we have kids to entertain as well. So it's a big adjustment. There's no doubt about that.
Well, thank you for staying in touch with us. Take care, and we look forward to having you back with us again on Insight soon.
Thanks, Beth.
That is Chris Nichols. And as we wrap this up with just a bit of entertainment for the day, I will say that the Mondavi Center has canceled its seasons. The Harris Center has canceled its seasons. Nick Bruner is here with an opportunity for some artists for this weekend. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Beth. Really nice to be here. Under the circumstances. Yeah, I'm cooking up a special 2-hour broadcast for Saturday, just for all about local artists. The plan is to connect people who love music with the people who make it in a time where none of us can go out and see live music. So performers can't perform and people can't go see shows. That's really affecting the local music community in a big, bad way. I've been taking people's stories of how COVID-19 has been affecting them as performers. And yesterday, I spoke with Cooper Kofroth, who makes music under the name Mediocre Cafe. He's a barista. He's in his early 20s. He's releasing his debut album on the 1st of May and has had to cancel several shows. I was asking him exactly about what that means for him as a gigging artist.
Already, I'm supposed to be at South by Southwest right now. That was one of the first things that we heard that got canceled like 2 weeks ago. So yeah, we were all pretty bummed because we had been like planning to go to that for like, you know, the past like 6 months. I think it'll be okay. We'll definitely get to go again next year, especially for being a band at our level. It saved me a bunch of money not going. So that's kind of cool. But I know that there are tons of bands that are like big enough to where they're like touring all the time. That's how like they're selling all their merch. And that's how they're like gaining new listeners. We're definitely feeling that in Mediocre Cafe, like not being able to play shows and like sell t-shirts and like pass around stickers. It's not building as much hype as like I kind of wanted to be doing right now. But I don't know. I think everything's kind of a blessing in disguise. It's making me get a little bit better about all like emailing and like things that probably I should be working on, like vamping out like a Facebook page. I definitely wish I could be doing all the live stuff too right now, though.
Hmm. You know, in there, for people that can see a silver lining or find a change or an opportunity in the situation, it's really remarkable. Of course, there's an effect on the Sacramento music scene, but I think you're also going to share a little music with us.
This is from Cooper's band Baseball Greg, which he's a member of, which has connections to both Stockton, California and Bologna, Italy. One of the founders, Luca Lovisetto, is in Bologna right now. They were going to go to South by Southwest. Obviously, that's canceled. This is from their record. It's called Gratitude.
That the song is Gratitude, or is that the album title?
That's the name of the song. The album title is called Calendar.
All right, so this Saturday in the afternoon and the evening, you have special programming.
Yes, at 3 o'clock and again at 8 o'clock. It's a two-hour local artist special with also artists who are tied locally, so they may not live here, but they started here, including Christina Esfandiari and a whole bunch of other great artists.
The question hanging out there is how is everybody going to be able to kind of survive and continue on?
They'll do better if you buy a record of theirs from Bandcamp tomorrow. The website Bandcamp is waiving all of their fees throughout tomorrow. That's Friday the 20th. Go out and support a local artist online and it'll get a little bit extra cash in their pocket.
Fantastic. Thank you, Nick. Nick Bruner, Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. on Cap Radio. You can find out more about all of our stories today at capradio.org/insight. That is insight for now, because I'm sure we'll be back soon with special coverage. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us. Take care, stay safe, and stay informed.